Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning, good morning. It feels like summer just kind of happened, didn't it?
Yes.
It did, yeah.
We went from winter to rain to summer yesterday. It was great.
We're just skipping spring now. I like it.
It's 15 right now, going up to 19 today. And, you know, we're not really going to have the best start to the week. There's going to be, like, rain and that sort of thing. But by the end of the week, it'll pick back up again, look a lot more like it did yesterday. And that's a beautiful thing. And frankly, anything over 15 degrees.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
who cares,
all I need.
Right? We're happy. Today, Kendrick Lamar tickets, 8:30. $10,000 winner. $10,000 with Virgin Radio pays your way. And if you don't win this one, you can win next week's. We're going to get you qualified again at 8 o'clock this morning, along with a brand new Reconnections. Now, let's check in with everybody. Welcome back, TJ.
Yay! Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to all my pale pals who are waking up this morning probably sweating because you spent 5 minutes outside this weekend and have a sunburn, just like I do, all over my shoulders and back.
There you go. There you go. Right, Jax, I mean, listen, you're probably in that group, right, Jax?
Oh, I got burned this week. I loved every second of it.
I want to give a shout out to the Lake Scugog Fire Department. Because this weekend at a cottage, the neighbors called 911 on us. And, the fire department came. But instead of getting upset with us, they gave us a tour of the fire truck and gave me a little fire hat.
That's amazing. Why did they call the cops on you?
You know those neighbors that are just unnecessary and, like, don't like when people
were
have
Were you being
fun?
Loud?
No, we weren't even being loud. The fire was too big, I guess, but we had a permit. Like, the fire department wasn't upset about it. So they gave us a tour. Great gentlemen. Great gentlemen. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish people had more to do sometimes.
Stop calling 911.
Producer Leah, what's up?
It was my boyfriend RJ's brother's birthday yesterday. We were all there to celebrate. They gave him his gifts, and I was thanked as if I had any part in that, and I really appreciate that.
It's good. It's nice when you get to sign your name on the card and go, me too.
I love it. Yeah. You're welcome.
I like that. Now, 6:10, Leafs lost this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Leafs lost this weekend. But Drake, because he's Drake, he still won, and you're not going to believe how much. That's crazy. 6:10, we'll tell you about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, well, the Leafs lost on Saturday. Game 7.
I know, guys.
And Jax actually watched the whole thing, which is kind of crazy.
I did. Every single slap shot, everything.
I'm actually proud of you for that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I appreciate it. Listen, if you're going to watch one game, you may as well watch the last one, right?
Yeah.
The one person that did win was Drake. Now, I told you before the series started that he made a bet that the series isn't going to go to 7 games.
Yes.
And I think it was a smart bet on his part because, like, for me, I'd be stupid and say they're going to win because I believe every year and I will believe again next year. But Drake, he plays things a little bit smarter. He just said it's going 7 games. And what he did was he bet $400,000 worth of Bitcoin on it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he won 1.2 million Bitcoin. Or at least the financial equivalent.
Smart guy. He's a smart guy.
Not bad.
He does is win. That's all he does.
It's crazy.
He wakes up in the morning, he's like, I'm going to win today.
Yeah.
And then he does.
I mean, I'm just trying to, as I walked in, because I was at the game Saturday night, as I walked in, I tried to imagine myself being Drake and walking in and knowing that my $400,000, by the way, I'd love to have $400,000 just sitting around that I can bet and lose, right? Because you got to put money in that you're not afraid to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have that. And then realizing that I'm just, you know, $1 million richer just because.
This new gambling Drake. All he does is gamble these days because he has that partnership with Stake. And so, while he's, you know, betting himself, it's also, like, part of his deal. Like, he has to be doing these things. So he's getting actually paid to gamble as well.
Yeah. Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah, because he promotes Stake.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he promotes Stake, which he has, like, a partnership with. He bets on Stake, and then he gets paid for posting about it.
Is that how that works?
Like TJ said, all he does is win. He's very smart.
Have you guys noticed that the gambling thing, like, do you enjoy it more when you see the celebrities doing it on social media or, like, when you see your group of friends betting, like, $4?
I think if you're competitive... I think if you're competitive, it's fun within your friends, that sort of thing. But you never want to put huge money down. Like Jesse, our former producer, I went with on Saturday, and he took a couple of like parlays or whatever, and he was at the game like checking them just to make sure. Like he had over under and goals and things, crazy stuff you could bet on.
I don't understand sports or gambling.
Gambling with you.
Yeah. You need to start with sports and then the gambling comes later.
Okay.
This is... Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just a reminder that there's a $10,000 winner at 8 o'clock. $10,000 with Virgin Radio pays your way. It's an hour and a half from right now. And we're welcoming back TJ, who was away for a week.
Yeah.
Bit of a wild time for you lately.
Yeah, it was. I was off last week because I needed a mental health week.
Yeah.
We talk about our mental health a lot on the show. Of course, we work for a company that supports Bell Let's Talk, and we support it, and we all have therapists, and we talk openly about it. So I figured why shy away from admitting this, but I've been feeling very overwhelmed lately, very anxious. There's been a lot going on. And then on top of that, my apartment flooded.
Yeah.
And that just kind of overfilled the plate a little bit.
Yep.
And I was in a very lucky position where I'm surrounded by wonderful people I work with who said, why don't you take the week and you know, try and feel a little bit better. And now I feel a lot better, and I'm back hanging out with you guys, and I feel good.
You recognize that, though. You know what I mean? Like, to feel overwhelmed is one thing, but then to recognize overwhelm is another thing, and I think that is very applaudable. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did and I didn't, and this is the part that I think, you know, we talk about ending the stigma behind mental health, and you think about it, and you're like, well, we talk openly about therapy, and it feels like the stigma's over, and it's not, because even myself last week, it took a lot for me to say I needed that week, because I, you know, a little bit behind the scenes here, Adam and Jax and Leo were saying, TJ, take the week, like, take a bit of time, and I was pushing on it, and I needed my friends to say, no, like, I think you need to do this for yourself. And then even when I was off for a couple days, like, through at least till Tuesday or Wednesday, I felt tremendously guilty that I wasn't working, that I wasn't on the show, and that I was taking time for myself. Yeah. And that was something that I realized was like, oh, this is what they're talking about with stigma, is I felt guilty for myself for taking time and catching my breath. And once that went away or started to go away on Wednesday is when I truly started to feel a little bit better, when I stopped being so hard on myself.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's the part that I would want to talk about this morning is like, it's not just saying, recognizing, oh, I need a minute, but it's recognizing it and then following through with it.
Yes, yeah.
That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by people who love me that pushed me to do that and helped me and listened to me and were so great. So thank you guys for doing that.
Well, it's great to have you back. And I think, honestly, like, I think life can get like that for a lot of people. It's important to understand too that these decisions when you have to make them are never easy, right? You're always feeling like, oh, I when you see other people do it, you support them, but then when you're in the position, you're sort of like, I remember Karen, our boss, called me one day, and this was, I think, spring 2020, so this was right as the first lockdowns were sort of lifting, and I was moving out of my former marital home, and Karen just called me and she said, hey, listen. listen, you're moving out of the house that you just sold. You're sleeping on a couch right now. Why don't, because I was moving into my new apartment that week. She's like, why don't you take 3 days, tack it onto the long weekend. That's almost a full week off. We're not going to say anything. I don't even think she counted it as vacation. And then she's like, just, you know.
Yeah.
And it gave me the opportunity. My parents came down, and I remember because I had like an apartment that was on top of a store on Queen Street, and it had a backyard. And I was very pumped about this backyard, and we had great parties back there. But I had to, like, repaint it and stuff, so it gave my dad and I a chance to get in there and, like, repaint.
Yes.
And for some reason, and, you know, divorces are horrendous. I don't recommend them. And they felt like, it felt like a funeral every single day. Yeah. And then we were in the pandemic as well. So I remember just sitting there and, like, painting the wall and being like, I'm starting to feel better. There was some sort of thing that snapped, and then it all kind of switched over from there. So sometimes it doesn't have to be long. Everybody's like, oh, I don't want to take 3 months. Well, you don't have to take 3 months. Sometimes it's a few days.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to not have your alarm go off for a couple days and say, you got to go to work. Like, and Adam, for me, the moment that kind of snapped me was I was sitting in my apartment or what's left of it, and I looked out the window and I saw the trees were green.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's getting nice now.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you go outside?
No.
I can sit inside and look how nice it is.
Looks cool.
Well, we're so glad you're back.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you back, TJ. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Frank Walker.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We were going to talk about something else, but we got this text message and we had to bring it to your attention. Hey, Jax, I saw you at Costco near the salad sample section this weekend. I thought of saying hi, but it was your family time.
I got a Costco membership yesterday with Michelle, and I was eating a Caesar salad over the garbage.
That's good.
Were you doing it gracefully at least, or were you just shoveling?
No, I remember because it was a big piece. And I remember thinking, I hope no one sees me. And this is literally the worst thing that could happen. Also, always come over and say hi.
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing.
Over. And I would love to, with Caesar dressing around my mouth, I would have loved to meet
you. Wait till she's chewing and then expect a response.
Yeah. I'm not actually, I think it's appropriate that someone, when they see you, finds you eating either mayo or a ranch dressing based.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's
situation.
The way I want to be remembered always.
Yeah.
Sauce girl. Yeah.
Was it at least a good Caesar salad?
You know what? It was really good. However, I would have liked a bit more Parmesan cheese.
Mm. Okay.
And they
were
like larger slices. It wasn't like the shakeable stuff. It was like pieces. But I found my portion to be, and I would have got a second if Michelle wasn't rushing. But I didn't find that I had enough cheese in my tiny little sample cup.
Okay.
Can I tell you an unpopular opinion about Caesar salad? I'm over croutons. I don't need croutons in my Caesar salad anymore.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Okay.
Do you all remember that when I'm serving a Caesar salad, there'll be no croutons.
No croutons.
These croutons. I'm leaving.
It's funny. Now that the samples are back, I've had the conversation with my mom because you guys have made fun of me for this, but we're having like a housewarming, quote unquote.
Yes.
September.
They
you know, once the summer's
it.
Going. Yeah, yeah. Well, we want everybody to get together. And my mom's like, well, how are you going? What are you going to do for food there? I mean, obviously you have to serve it plate by plate. And I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she said, well, if you're going to get a catering company, which we are.
Yeah.
They're going to have to, you know, put each plate and then put plastic wrap over each plate. And I said,
she said no buffet.
I said, excuse me? And then so her husband, Jim, who is a doctor, was right behind her. And he said, Marilyn, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she said, well, COVID, we can't have buffets.
So she doesn't.
And Jim said, yeah, you can.
Yeah. Mandarin's open, isn't
sure
it?
You can.
Mandarin's open. I can't wait to eat your food.
She's like, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it. And I said, okay, then I guess you'll be the one not eating then.
Are you serving Caesar salad?
We're not. Okay. But I was wondering how you felt about going to the sample section, because I know there's still some people like my mother who are like, absolutely not.
Listen. I knew that the world was going to be okay when they reintroduced Costco samples.
When it got okay. All right.
Yes.
All right, cool. So you no guilt, no worry?
No guilt. All right. No guilt.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is inviting you to step up to cure diabetes. They're back and in person for the Sun Life Walk to Cure Diabetes for JDRF on June 12th in communities across the country and help raise funds for groundbreaking research. Every step is a step closer to a cure. You can register at jdrfwalk.ca and find out more info on our website, 999virginradio.ca. Britney Spears made a heartbreaking announcement on Instagram that her and her partner Sam Asghari, have lost their baby. She said in the statement, "It is with our deepest sadness we have to announce we have lost our miracle baby early in the pregnancy." And then this is the part that really affected people as well. "Perhaps we should have waited to announce until we were further along. However, we were overly excited to share the good news." You just feel horrible for Britney there, because her whole life was controlled the last decade or more. So it's hard to blame her, and we're just thinking about that this morning. Hey, don't expect a new album from Ariana Grande anytime soon. Coming up on 2 years, surprisingly, without an album from her, which is
true.
Weird. Because it felt like she was that first artist, really, a couple years ago that kept banging out albums.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. But she's been focusing her time on The Voice and also preparing every minute of, like, every other day for Wicked. She signed on to do 2 Wicked movies, and she said it's her dream role since she was 10, so she's been really preparing for that. So don't expect anything soon. She hasn't been working on music at all. And Toronto was just ranked the city with the most diverse food scene in the world. Chef's Plate just did a TripAdvisor analysis comparing Toronto's food scene to 30 of the most populated cities in the world, and 2/3 of our top 20 restaurants serve different international cuisines. And we collectively Google best Chinese food Toronto.
Incredible.
And best Mexican food Toronto 1,700 times a month.
Unreal.
Oh. Take that, everybody else. Cairo and Egypt came in second. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How would you feel about taking a Taylor Swift university course as a part of your degree?
Feel very good about that.
Yeah. How do you think your parents would feel about paying for it?
Frustrated.
Yeah. Queens in Kingston is offering a new course on Taylor Swift's literary legacy. So basically references and films, music videos, all that sort of thing. So it's how it pertains basically to pop culture.
Oh, unreal.
And Queens is no joke, right? Like, you go to Queens, people that I know that went to Queens were like, this is the first year they try to fail you out.
Yeah.
So they're like, this is horrible. And then apparently the last 3 years are great.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just the first year that's really hard.
Really?
And anything that you take. So I guess for fall 2022, that will actually be available, and it will be also referenced. They're calling it Taylor Swift's Literary Legacy bracket Taylor's version.
Oh,
kind of like the songs.
Hey,
isn't that nice?
Hey.
It's going to explore her cultural impact. I think it's kind of cool, too, because my daughter's obsessed with Taylor Swift.
She loves her.
And, you know, what I try to do now in the car is I try to put on the Taylor's version of any songs that come up. And Spotify kind of makes it difficult because it'll have, like, they have, like, their playlists, like, this is this artist or whatever, and this is the Taylor Swift one. And then sometimes they've got the Taylor version, and sometimes they don't. So you're not really, you're trying to, like, flip through and make sure you're supporting the right way. And I was thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking, like, okay, think about how much money it costs to produce an album.
Yeah.
So what she has done is she's taken her money and basically reproduced that which already exists.
Yeah.
And that has got to be, I mean, it's got to be a little bit frustrating for her.
Yeah.
But because you're basically going back and repeating everything all over again and trying to nail every sound, because the Taylor versions sound almost identical.
Yeah.
And she's an artist, too, so she's not just saying words on the piece of paper. She has to put herself back into the mentality that she has when she wrote these songs, which obviously, like, these are very difficult parts of her past, so that can't be easy.
And she has a more mature voice now than she used to, right? As you do when you get a little bit older.
So here's my question, because we've got a weekend course at U of T, I do believe, same with Drake, and now we have a Taylor course.
Yeah.
Who is the next artist to get a course about them? Like, who's the next artist to go that big that they're going to actually put in universities or colleges?
I'll tell you, the Arkells.
Yeah.
If the university's in Canada, it's going to be the Arkells.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny. It's funny. There's one, every once in a while, not every once in a while, there is always one Canadian band that's at everything.
Yeah.
And the Arkells have taken that mantle.
Opened up the Junos last night.
I think before that it was Headley, and before that it was probably Nickelback, right? So the Arkells, it's a long line of Canadian favorites.
Here we are.
The Arkells will probably play the opening of their class, too.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This morning we are giving a huge and well-deserved congratulations to Deborah Cox, everybody.
Yeah.
She was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame this weekend at the Junos. By doing this, she was the first black woman ever inducted in music.
Wait, what?
So she was given the honor by former Raptor Chris Bosh. He said the song that you're hearing right now, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, left a lasting impression on him. He said he just jam out to that all the time. Oh. Yeah, he loves this song.
It's a big tune. Big tune.
So a video was shown with a bunch of congratulations, including messages from the likes of John Legend, Melanie Fiona, and record executive Clive Davis, who first signed her in the U.S. She came on stage. She gave just a gorgeous speech. She said, growing up as a black girl in Toronto, this vision seemed intangible, but it was necessary. Otherwise, I'm not sure that I'd be standing here this evening. Those rejections became my redirection and only added fuel to my fire. She's worked hard, man.
That's cool.
She's worked so, so hard. So a well-deserved congratulations to our gal, Deborah Cox. We love her.
Oh, we love her.
That's fantastic.
I want to listen to that song more now.
That song's got 80 million views on YouTube.
As it should.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So it was the Junos this weekend, and it made more sense that this happened because the Junos were this weekend. I went into a restaurant on Friday just to pick up like a little shake for breakfast after the show was over. And in walked Shawn Mendes.
What?
Yeah. And I was just, honestly, I was just sitting there waiting for my order, and Shawn Mendes just sort of walked past me, and I've met him before. I forgot how tall he was. He's quite tall. Anyway, I was just kind of sitting there, so I was texting Karen, our boss, producer Leah, and Jax about it, and a huge debate erupted in our text messages because, and everybody was mad at me for doing this, I didn't go up and say hi.
Why not?
Because I think, my personal opinion is, like, I understand if you're like a fan, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of Shawn Mendes and what he does, but I feel like the guy gets harassed enough.
Yeah.
Like, nobody bothered him and walked right up to the cash. Everybody knew he was there. Everybody knew who it was, but not a single person said a single thing. And I'm not going to be the one, to me, who breaks that, because I feel like it's his personal time. Let him have his personal time. If it's the red carpet at the Junos, sure, go talk to him. But it's his time.
I don't disagree with you, and I'm fully on board for leaving celebrities alone when you see them in public. They're doing their own thing. But I also think you have a special connection to Shawn Mendes that most people don't, given the fact that you interviewed him before he got really, really famous, and didn't he hear his song on the radio
for the first time?
Yes.
In Toronto, like
with
on
you.
Your show?
On my show, yes.
So yeah. You were a part of that moment with
him. But he was like 16. He's not going to remember that. He was like honestly, like.
But I think he has enough Toronto consciousness to know like who's in radio in Toronto. Like he loves music, he loves radio, so I don't think it'd be odd.
So I should go up to Shawn Mendes just because he should know who maybe I am.
No. I think so. Here I have a couple things to say because I've been upset about this all weekend after you said it in the group messages. Because my immediate thought was go up to him right now, and not because you would be like, hey, what's up, Shawn? How are you? But I think you going up to him and saying, hey, thank you for what you're doing. Your music's awesome. We love playing you on the air. Simple as that. Like, you're not going up to take a photo.
What does that do for him, though?
What's that?
It doesn't do anything for...
He probably likes it.
That would be all me that would get something out of that. Okay. He'd be like, great, where's my salad?
Second of all, I think you were scared.
I was not a scared.
I think you were scared.
No,
I think
this is
my coward. My theory is that you didn't have the guts to do it, and that's why you're like, oh, it's his time. He's off.
It is his time. Now, I'll tell you... Okay, let me throw something at you. So I had this same debate with a previous morning show I was on in Calgary, Virgin Radio Calgary, when I was doing that morning show. And I was on 4th Avenue. I'll never forget. It's one of the ones downtown. Mm-hmm. Big strip there. There's 7th and there's 4th and a few other places. And Jerry Seinfeld was there.
Okay.
He was playing that night. And I saw him eating at a restaurant. And I was eating at the same restaurant. And my co-host at the time got on me big time. This is like 10 years ago. About not going up and saying hi.
Yeah.
Now, I only found out later that Jerry doesn't like it when you do that anyway. Yeah. I've heard that he doesn't like being approached in public, and who can blame him?
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no effing way I'm going up to Jerry Seinfeld. It would bother them. And here I'll tell you, take this one step further.
So noble.
It's like
so
a knight.
Noble.
Why are you mad at me for this?
So
I just left
noble.
Him alone. Like I
just say, hey, great job.
Or
that's
not.
All you need. Acknowledge
or how about I just don't? How about you just leave a person be?
We're spending a lot of time focusing on Adam being too much of a coward to go talk to Shawn Mendes because he was nervous.
Yeah.
But did we ever stop and consider that maybe Shawn was nervous to talk to Adam?
No, I don't think so.
Shawn wouldn't know who I am.
Shawn walks in, he's like, whoa, that's Marilyn Dennis' son.
I also like that you've completely switched sides over this whole time.
I go where the wind takes me.
Now,
Shawn and I, by the way, still follow each other on Twitter. So I just want to throw that out there as well.
Best buds.
I'm so glad that you're noble and brave. I also like how you've been like, you know, it just didn't really affect me. Like, he's living his life, even though you blew up the group text excited.
I didn't blow it up.
God,
Jax.
Sean's
you're,
in here.
No,
Sean's in here.
You're flat out lying. Jax is flat out lying to you.
All I said was,
hey guys, I'm in the same restaurant as Shawn Mendes. That's all I said. And then you and producer Leah and Karen blew it up. Nice try, though. Nice flipping try.
Did you just lie?
Yes, she did just lie. If it didn't matter to you, you wouldn't have said it.
Oh, I thought it was cool.
She lied and now she's gaslighting him.
At no point did I say it didn't matter. I just said it was cool and then I was like, but I'm going to let him be.
You're so brave.
What's happening here?
Why are you so
let
mad?
Let the man be.
All right.
I want to take a vote. Okay. So first off, Jax Trump over there is coming at me with...
Stop the steal.
I can't be Trump, okay?
Jax is coming at me with I should have gone. So should I have said hi to Shawn or not? 999-999 to text. Put yourself in my shoes.
Yes.
You're at the same restaurant. He walks in. Do you say something to Shawn Mendes? Or you just go, you know what? He's having a salad. I'm going to let him be.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I was at a restaurant Friday morning after the show, and Shawn Mendes walked in. And Jax, producer Lee, and our boss Cameron were like, go up to him, go talk to him, get a picture, whatever. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I have a thing against that. I want people to just live their lives and be left alone. And everybody else, by the way, in the restaurant knew he was there and left him alone. Why was I going to be the guy to break that?
What was he wearing?
He was wearing like gym shorts and a black tank top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
did he have
like
hair
really
band
casual?
On?
No, he did not.
How close were you to him?
Probably within 15 feet.
Okay.
He walked because there's a restaurant you can sit or you can take out. I'm not going to tell you which one because he's a big fan of this restaurant, so I'm not going to say. But I was at the takeout counter, and he walked right by it.
Did you smell him?
Sat down. I did not smell him.
Okay, it's not close enough. Text from the 289. I completely would not have approached him, but I would have tried to take a selfie from a distance with him in the background.
Oh, like that's any better?
That's creepier to me.
I think so too. Jax.
No, I'm just upset. I just want you to get close to him. I just think giving him a good thumbs up is what he needed, you know?
Some other texts coming in. Adam, you 100% did the right thing. Leave the guy alone. These people get harassed enough.
They do.
Someone else said leave the man be. Text for the 416. It only would have worked if you immediately went up, hand out for a shake, and said, hey, Sean, Adam from Virgin Radio here.
Ew.
Nice to see you again.
That's so hot. Do it.
Ew.
Do it.
No, ew. Flippin' ew. I hate that. I really do. Capital H, hate that. There's nothing worse, especially in radio, right? Because you do get close to some of these people sometimes, and you're like, and it's like people are like, yeah, hey, what's up? I'm a radio DJ, and you're an international superstar. We're the same. Like, I hate that. We're not. Like, they're, and it's not like we're not as, like, people are people. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about on a professional level here.
Yeah.
There is something so unbelievably unprofessional of, hey, I'm the radio DJ that plays your song. Yeah. So you should make time for me.
That's like, us thinking
no.
We have control over the music.
Yes,
we play. Yeah.
Which we do not.
Last text here from the 416. I once saw Rachel Bilson from the OC in my small town.
Cool.
And that was a huge fan of the show growing up.
Yeah.
I really wanted to say hi to her, but she was coming out of the grocery store and putting her kid in the car.
Yeah.
I felt like they picked this town as they wanted to avoid the crazy press and fans. It hurt me a lot, but I let her go.
I'd be the same way.
I think
be the
that's,
same way.
I think she was married to Hayden Christensen for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Who actually, producer Leah, you had to sit Hayden Christensen at a restaurant once, right? You were working at a restaurant?
It was my first shift as a hostess.
So your first shift, Hayden Christensen walks in and you guys are all booked up.
And
what
Rachel
happens?
Bilson. I didn't have a table for him. So I had to reject him. And he did kind of pull a, do you not know who I am? And
no.
I'm like, no, I know who you are, Hayden. I just don't have a table for you.
Bro, I'm Darth Vader.
No, I know you, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, hey, Rachel, how are you?
How did the manager react when they found out?
Oh, I got fired.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Canadian university is offering a course about Taylor Swift and her literacy legacy.
Hey.
Queen's University in Kingston is offering the course, allowing you to study Swift's music, the literature she references, her films, and her music videos. And it's for the fall 2022 semester. You can legitimately take this course. I don't think you can get a degree in Taylor Swiftology, but it's nice to dream, isn't it? Toronto's Tastes of Danforth might actually not be happening this year. So a representative of the Summer Festival says it's currently uncertain whether there's actually going to be an event. And they're saying that its staffing concerns are a big reason why. They have a really hard time staffing the event. So let's hope that happens because that's so much fun every year. The Junos were last night in celebration of Canadian music. Yeah. Some big winners from the night. Shawn Mendes, of course, winning the Fan Choice Award. Jessia won Breakthrough Artist. And the Arkells won Group of the Year. Miles Galloway from iHeartRadio Nights was also there and was able to speak to Simu Liu and asked him a very important question about his appearance on one of the greatest TV shows in history, Selling Sunset. So important, I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
It's intimidating talking to Chrishell. She was the smelly kid, as she likes to remind everybody. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, we just gave away $10,000. How about next week? It's your name that we give $10,000 to. 10 o'clock, another keyword, Virgin Radio pays your way.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
By the way, TJ is back.
Yeah.
After a week off. Yeah. And there was something you wanted to say about this week off, because it wasn't a typical vacation.
No, I didn't have COVID. I wasn't on vacation. I took a mental health week. I wasn't feeling like TJ for a little bit there. I had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, making me feel more anxious than normal. And then on top of that, my apartment flooded.
Yeah.
And it was just enough to just make the plate feel like it was overflowing. And I was in here on Thursday and Friday, and I was telling you guys, like, I just wasn't feeling great. And
that's 2 weeks ago, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
Sorry. And, you know, I would get, like, the odd text that would come into the station that would just hit me the wrong way. And I felt like I just wasn't processing life.
Yeah.
Like I normally would. And I'm very lucky, number one, I get to have friends like you guys that, number one, supported me immediately, but then were the ones that recommended, like, you know, why don't you take the week? And I was really hesitant to that. And we talk about mental health in the show and ending the stigma behind it. And of course, like, you know, you hear the term end the stigma and you're like, oh, that just means, you know, saying I have a therapist and I go to therapy and stuff. But I realized last week that it's beyond that. It's because I was hesitant to take time off because I was like, no, I don't need to do that. And then on Monday and Tuesday when I wasn't on the show, I felt tremendous shame and tremendous guilt that I wasn't here and I was just taking time off. And that's what the stigma is. That's what I think we're fighting now, is not just recognizing that, oh, I'm not feeling great and I need to take some time for myself, but actually doing it. Mm-hmm. I needed to be pushed by my two best friends in the world to take care of myself.
And we told him to suck it up and walk it off.
No, we didn't. No.
We said, you need to toughen up. Pull up your bootstraps.
God. That's right.
Well, I said it's one thing to, like, know. It's one thing to know that you're going through that, you're not feeling very good, and kind of keep an eye on it. But it's another thing to do something about it, especially something that makes you uncomfortable, like take time off, like a few days or a week or a couple weeks off. And to actually actively recognize that something different is happening. So I'm really happy for you, man.
Thank
you
very
much.
And obviously, I'm really privileged because I work at a place that was so wonderful about me taking a week for myself. Like our boss, Karen, I can't say enough wonderful things. She called me after the show on Friday and said, let's not even talk about the show. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
And don't come. She said, I don't want you coming back until you feel like TJ again. And I almost started crying on the phone.
Yeah.
Because that was just
so good.
That's my boss. That's my manager. That's somebody who cares about me as a person. I'm very lucky to have that.
Yeah.
And like I said, like the important thing for you is to recognize in yourself when you're not feeling like you and to actually take that step to give yourself some time if you can.
Yes. So I think everybody wants to know too, like, what's the update on the apartment? TJ's the apartment above flooded TJ, and he and Val had like put together this apartment and they'd like redone the floors and everything was, and now it's all wrecked. So where are you at?
We're still in the process of it. When I go back to the apartment today, there's going to be men in there. They're just working on the roof.
They're menin.
Yeah, they're menin.
I love coming home to men.
So I'm going to have to sit there and pretend like I like reading books on the balcony for 4 hours until they leave. But it sounds like the apartment's going to take about a month to fix, which is not ideal. Because you guys know I'm a bit more introverted, and my home is where I recharge. It's my safe place. And I think that was actually part of the reason I was feeling so off, too, is because the one place where I feel the safest was just mangled.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of text messages coming in support, including this
so
one.
Sweet.
Hey, TJ, I'm so happy for you. Currently off for the same reason.
Awesome.
TJ, love you, buddy. It's from Dunville. Thanks for being so open on the air. And you know what? Respect the strength there. I think for a lot of people, this is still one of those things that they have not come around to yet. A lot of companies haven't come around to this yet. But, you know, why? My thing is always, like, why not support your employees and why not support people when they're going through this? This is what they're telling you they need. And you pay them to perform at their best. Yeah. And to be honest with you, as much as it sounds like it's an easy gig, radio is extremely competitive.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very tough mental slog all the time when you're constantly compared to literally everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be performing at your best. You got to be clear-headed. And if you're not, you need to support the people in your life that, if you see one of them, I guess, in the same situation as TJ. I'm not being as eloquent as I would like to be.
No, you're doing
but
great.
Very proud of you, very happy
Thank
that
you.
You're back. And you're feeling better?
I'm feeling better. And if I can offer a piece of advice, listen to yourself and also surround yourself with people who love and support you no matter what.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky I have Adam, Jax, and Leah that do that for me every single day.
And
so thank you guys.
Walk it off, right?
Yeah.
No!
Like, and man. Also just shut up and deal, you know?
No! God.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Here we go. star of the show, producer Leah. What? She's furiously trying to get her headphones on.
No, I'm ready.
She can't hear me because I'm right next to her.
Here I am.
All right, producer Leah, what do we got?
I want to give it out, honestly, to TJ.
Yeah.
We missed you, buddy.
Yeah.
And you were so vulnerable and real with us today about how you felt about taking the week off for, you know, your mental health.
Yeah,
and making sure that you're coming back ready and steady.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, if, in case you missed it, I was off last week for mental health reasons. I was feeling incredibly anxious lately and just not like myself.
Yeah.
And the word I saw online, I think, was burnt out. So feeling a lot better now. And a lot of texts came in, the 999-999, and they're so kind. So thank you for the very kind words. And I'm excited to be back. And I love you guys. And thank you for supporting
me. Love you, darling.
Last week. And I miss being on the show.
I'm glad you just, you know, finally had a stiff upper lip about things.
Yeah.
Hold it in.
No.
Sweep it under the rug.
What I did is I compared all my problems to all the other problems going on in the world. And I was like, yeah, they're
I
not
feel
problems.
Better.
Oh, that's what you did.
No. I found a new therapist.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we hope you have an amazing day. It's 16 for the high, actually. They've lowered it because the rain is going to really take over for the rest of the day. Should be some sunshine maybe on your drive home. Tomorrow a little better, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is when it gets back to being what it's supposed to be, which is nice and hot. Enjoy.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Adam just gave you the weather. There you go. It's going to be sunny later this week.
I believe there's a tag that goes with that weather.
There is. Adam's weather is brought to you by Basement Floods are on the rise. Don't let your basement be next. Go to toronto.ca/basement-flooding to find out how to protect your home. I do have to tell you about weather, though. Traffic, though. It sounds like everything's moving well. The major series highways, there was a major problem happening out of Milton, but it sounds like things have moved on. Any updates you have, 999-999. It's 9:51. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Appreciate the weather.
No problem, Adam.
Love your weather. It's better than my weather. Shannon Burns is up next with your $10,000 Virgin Radio paying your way keyword.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.